Abigail's story. The scripture records one exception story, where a woman was forced by the law of the land and the preservation of her people to act contrary to her husband's will. It is the famous love story of David and Abigail. When David, the anointed king of Israel, was living in exile, fleeing from King Saul, he created an army of men and trained them as a police force to protect the people of the land in which they were living. This militia depended upon the farmers and ranchers to supply them with food, remuneration for the protection they provided. On this occasion, David sent a message down to one of the local ranchers named Nabal, requesting the foodstuff he needed to be sent back with his messengers. Nabal refused to give them any food. In anger, David prepared to avenge this unrighteous man's affront to God's mercy and justice. David was God's arm of mercy, his anointed one, by destroying Nabal and all his innocent people. 1 Samuel 25:13-38. And David said unto his men, Gird ye on every man his sword. And they girded on every man his sword, and David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 abode by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good unto us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were conversant with them when we were in the fields. The men were David's soldiers, protecting the farmhands from thieves. They were a wall unto us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what thou wilt do, for evil is determined against our master, and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him. The servants of this man called him a son of Belial, which means a son of Satan. The workers left behind to keep the home place feared that their selfish evil master was going to get them all killed, so they appealed to Abigail to save their lives. Abigail took the advice of the men her husband had left in charge of overseeing his home. Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on asses. And she said unto her servants, Go on before me. Behold, I come after you. But she told not her husband Nabal. Then Abigail got on the ass and rode down to meet David before he had a chance to come up and kill her servants and the people who lived and worked on their huge ranch. It was her only hope of saving the people who were in her care. And when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, Upon me, my lord, upon me let this iniquity be. And let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak in thine audience, and hear the words of thy handmaid. Abigail was willing to suffer for her husband's sins, in order to save the people of her charge. Notice that she does not cover her husband's sin, or pretend his character is wonderful, or that there has been some misunderstanding. He is known to be a devilish man, and so she states the facts. It was her husband's selfishness that caused the problem, and she is forthcoming in her appeal to David. Let not, my lord, I pray thee, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young men of my lord, whom thou didst send. Now therefore, my lord, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord hath withholden thee from coming to shed blood, and from avenging thyself with thine own hand, now let thine enemies, and they that seek evil to my lord, be as Nabal. David's gratitude for Abigail's courage and willingness to risk her life to stop him from killing many innocent people, which would have caused him grief when he discovered his error, was evident, and David said to Abigail, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me, and blessed be thy advice, and blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with mine own hand. After Abigail had to face David in a life-and-death situation, she turned around and went back to face her wicked husband's wrath. She knew her husband would have her killed without any fear of recompense, Yet she returned to him. When she got to him, he was having a drunken party. So she waited until he had slept off his drunkenness to tell him. The next morning she told him what she had done in feeding David and his men. Then look what God did. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house, like the feast of a king, and Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Wherefore she told him nothing, less or more, until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after, that the Lord smote Nabal, that he died. What a gracious thing God did to give that mean old man a heart attack or stroke. When David hears that the wicked man is dead, he sends his men to bring Abigail to him to become his wife. She first washes David's servants' feet, then hurries off with them to meet David. Abigail was one tough lady.